They have yarns. Of one corn crop in Missouri, when the roots went so deep and drew off so much water, the Mississippi riverbed that year was dry. Of pancakes so thin they had only one side. Of Pecos Pete straddling a cyclone in Texas and riding into the West Coast where it rained out from under him. Of the man who drove a swarm of bees across the Rocky Mountains and the desert and didn't lose a bee. Of a mountain railroad curve where the engineer in his cab can touch the caboose and spit in the conductor's eye. Of the boy who climbed a cornstalk growing so fast he would have starved to death if they hadn't shot biscuits up to him. Of the man so tall he must climb a ladder to shave himself. Of the runt so teeny-weeny it takes two men and a boy to see him. Of mosquitoes, one can kill a dog, two of them a man. Of a cyclone, picking up wagon tracks in Nebraska and dropping them over in the Dakotas. Of horned snakes, hoop snakes that roll themselves where they want to go, and rattlesnakes carrying bells instead of rattles on their tails. Of the herd of cattle in California getting lost in a giant redwood tree that had hollowed out. Of railroad trains whizzing along so fast they reached the station before the whistle. Of Paul Bunyan's big blue ox bay measuring between the eyes 42 axe handles and a plug of star tobacco exactly. Of John Henry's hammer and the curve of its swing and his singing of it as a rainbow round my shoulder. Nor is the prize sleeper Rip Van Winkle and his scolding wife forgotten, nor the headless horseman scooting through Sleepy Hollow, nor Mike Fink along the Ohio and the Mississippi, half wild horse and half cockeyed alligator, the rest of them snags and snapping turtle. I can outrun, outjump, outshoot, outfrag, outdrink, and outfight rough and tumble, no holds barred, any man on both sides of the river from Pittsburgh to New Orleans and back again to St. Louis.